This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckabee. Our next guest thinks the entire story of America's economic challenges can be told and seen if you stand on a tall building in Philadelphia and look north to the horizon. The abject poverty of North Philadelphia contrasts with the hand-to-mouth working existence of South Philly and farther out, the dysfunctional cityscape of Camden, New Jersey, in a race to rebuild its own crumbling infrastructure. Bob Henley, award-winning investigative journalist for WBGO and Salon, says this stretch of I-95 represents most of this country's hard urban problems. Bob, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, John.
So what do you see when you look out beyond the arena?
I see about 40,000 vacant lots and zombie homes that are a living legacy of the foreclosure crisis, which still burns through much of America.
And these are the people who are angry and Trump supporters, or these are the people who believe that Hillary is going to help them out?
These are people that are angry at just about everybody. One of the things we've seen that's part of President Obama's legacy is the diversification of poverty. How nice. We now have poverty that includes, on average, more white people, folks that are married, and folks that have a college degree. These things had been elements in the past that would suggest that poverty would decline in these cohorts, but indeed, poverty is going up all around. I would submit to you that's because the damage done by 2008 was far more profound than the corporate news media is willing to let to you, and my hat's off to you to let me tell this story, because pretty much it's blocked out of commercial news.
So if you look towards Camden, you see a city untouched by this so-called economic recovery in the United States, but that's not to say there hasn't been a change. The change is the shadow of poverty has actually gotten bigger, and it has a much larger footprint from the entire Philly Camden metro area.
And actually across the country, because one of the things that's happened is with the cutback in reporters, there's not this granular work being done. One of my clients at CBS MoneyWatch consulted the National Association of Counties, and according to the folks there, only 7% of America's 3,000-some counties have actually experienced a classic recovery. So in reality, we have a very different America, and this has a really detrimental effect on people because they feel isolated, and that's part of the anger.
Well, it doesn't sound so isolated if it's 93% of counties where you look around you and you see the same sort of stagnant growth that hasn't changed for 8 years. The question is, are they going to believe that Donald Trump can fix something with his blunt stylistic changes, or Hillary Clinton with what a lot of people are calling more of the same of the 8 years of Obama?
Well, I think that with Donald Trump, what he's doing is he's expressing emotionally as an outsider the things that people are feeling. And particularly with his increase for, you know, white poverty, one of the things is when you're poor and all you have to your name is your citizenship, you take that much more seriously. In our urban environments, what we've seen is undocumented folks are competing for the same limited housing. They're competing for the same low-wage jobs. And it's what's tragic is in many cases because there was no proactive equivalent of an FDR-type program in terms of inner-city housing. We're actually in a situation where homes are being destroyed, John, because the banks refused to cut the principal. They rebelled out, thank you very much. And the federal government, because of Congress's obstructionism, didn't look at the cities as something that required their attention. So literally, we're in a situation where we're tearing down viable housing stock because of a crisis in the way that we hold banks accountable. Meanwhile, of course, for rentals continue to go up. So it's really quite obscene, actually.
The demand for housing for low-income families increases, and the stock of housing, because of exactly what you're talking about, declines for purely financial and administrative reasons. That's a tragedy. Bob Henley, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bob Henley is an award-winning investigative reporter and political analyst for WBGO and Salon.